بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We have discussed the laws pertaining to janaza and related to the person who has passed away as far as ghusl is concerned, burial is concerned. We then moved on to masail related to visiting the graveyard and the etiquettes that must be observed, and of course the virtues of visiting the graveyard. In our last discussion, we spoke of isal al-thawab, conveying the reward of a deed to a deceased person. What are the rules pertaining to that, and what are the type of deeds that we are allowed to convey the rewards to the deceased person? We move on to the masail related to the estate of the deceased person. Immediately after his demise, how will his estate be treated, and how will the estate be divided, and what are we going to use the estate for in terms of expenses, and so on and so forth. So when a person passes away, everything that he owned, all his assets, from the properties that he has possessed, the cash that he has, the business that he owned, to the clothing items that he owned, all of that is considered part of the estate. Every single thing that he had owned that belonged to him, even the household items, furniture, and so on and so forth, all of that will be considered to be part of the estate of the deceased person. The first thing, the first charge upon the estate, and the first expense that will be covered by the estate of the deceased person, is the funeral expenses, at-tajhiz wa at-takfin. The funeral expenses are the first expenses that must be paid off from the estate of the deceased person. Of course, in the event where there is a family member or anyone else willing to settle that expense and to take care of those costs, then by all means they may do so. But if there are funds, sufficient funds in the estate to pay for the funeral costs, it is not allowed for anyone to ask somebody else to pay the funeral costs on behalf of the deceased person. And then in terms of your funeral costs, it should not be elaborate. One should not exercise wastage. It should not be more than the norm that is generally paid for funerals. And also it should not be too less. It should be moderate in terms of the expenses. That's the first cost or the first expense that is paid from the estate. Secondly, is the debts of the deceased person. That is the first expense that must be settled from the estate of the deceased person. And this is so serious that at times Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask the people or the family of the deceased person, that does this man have any debts? Does he owe anyone any money? And there were times where they would say, yes, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does owe people money. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask, has he left behind sufficient funds to settle those debts? On one or two occasions, the people said no. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, well, I am not performing the janazah of this man. I am not going to, you go ahead, pray the janazah salah for him. I am not going to perform the janazah for him. Why? To teach us the seriousness of this issue with regards to debt. On one occasion, another sahabi, his janazah was brought, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked those present that, has he left behind any debts? They said, oh yes, yes, Nabi of Allah. Has he left behind sufficient money to pay off the debt? They said, no, Nabi of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped back. And then on that occasion, a certain sahabi came forward and said, oh Nabi of Allah, I am prepared to settle the debt on his behalf. Only once he guaranteed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will pay off the debt of the deceased person, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then perform the janazah salam. So even if the entire estate has to be used for the payment of the debt, then that entire amount must be used. The heirs will be left with nothing, because that is an absolutely compulsory and necessary right that is owed towards the creditors. So number one was the funeral expenses. Number two, the payment of all the debts of the deceased person. And that's why it is important for every one of us to make a record of monies that are owed to other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized this point, إِذَا تَدَيَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ فَاكْتُبُوهُ. Write down the debt. Record it immediately. Make a record of it. You don't know when you are going to leave this world and pass away. At least there's a record, whether it's in the form of an annexure to the will or a separate document, or it is documented within the will. Whatever form of documentation, it must be documented. The third expense, of course, is now the distribution. The bequest. The bequest. If the deceased person made bequests, now there's an entire chapter with regards to bequests, and we'll discuss that separately. As far as bequests are concerned, a person made a bequest. Of course, bequests are only allowed up to one third of the remaining estate. So whatever bequest he made, it will be paid from one third of the estate. From that amount will be then pay and settle the bequest. The fourth stage and the fourth step will be now distribution amongst of the remaining estate amongst the heirs, which will be discussed in detail, inshallah. May Allah grant us the understanding.